You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Yes, hello everyone. A very warm welcome back to William Hill's US Sports Podcast. We are getting to the business end of the regular season in the NFL. This is the penultimate week of matches, and it's a bumper weekend as well. We're being treated to three games on Saturday and the usual three games televised on Sunday, plus the Monday night games. There's lots to go at this week. Stephen, a real feast of football just before Christmas.
It is, now that college is in the bowl season. It's a case of the NFL can take over on Saturdays. It's a good weekend of the year and just before Christmas as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have Saturday football as well, because I always think you can get drunker watching the Saturday games. It's on a Sunday and you've got work on the Monday.
You can enjoy the late night games.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Although I'll probably have work this Sunday anyway. Are you working on Sunday?
I have an early game and then that's it. That's me for Christmas.
Good. Let's dive straight into the action then, starting with the 6 o'clock game on Saturday, which is the Houston Texans at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 10-17 for the Texans. The Bucs are 6-4, a 3-point spread here, -3 for the Texans, 20-23, and +3 for the Bucs is 20-21. A flat 50 is the point spread here, over and under at 10-11 each of two. Obviously the Texans, as we know, have been getting back to something like their best kind of over the last couple of weeks, but the Bucs themselves have looked resurgent in the last few weeks. Winston is still throwing his obligatory few picks every game, but there seems to be more touchdowns now than there are picks, and there's enough of them. I mean, his passing yards this year have been ridiculous anyway, but there's a little bit less of the picks now, so the Bucs are looking a little better over the last few weeks, and they're going to give the Texans more of a game than perhaps we would have said if this was 5-6 weeks ago.
You're right. I mean, him on the year, I've got his numbers in front of me. I mean, he's first in the NFL in passing yards, 4,573 of them, which you wouldn't expect from Jameis Winston. He's got 30 touchdowns on the year and 24 picks. You're right, he is always throwing that one obligatory pick, but he limited it just to one in the first quarter on Sunday as the Buccaneers destroyed the Lions 38-17. And the amazing thing is they've done it. They've done this now. But the worrying thing for Sunday is that they're doing it without their prime wide receivers. Their two Pro Bowlers in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both have been ruled out for this game on Sunday. Breshad Perriman got the hat-trick this Sunday, just gone against the Lions. But the question is now, who's he got left to throw to? I mean, Perriman, it's conceivable, he's pretty much, as their lead receiver now, he's going to be in double coverage all night against the Texans. So can he do it? But the Texans got their huge win against the Titans for their playoff hopes. On Sunday with the 24-21 win, and I traded that game, so watched all of it. And the worrying thing for the Texans is the same thing that you worry about the Bucs. They threw it in the Watson threw two picks in the end zone, so can they limit the turnovers? But I imagine this would be quite a fun high scoring game. It's a shame that the Bucs don't have all their weapons, well, because I imagine this could conceivably be a watch of the week, this game.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, despite the fact that in OJ Howard and Cameron Brate, they've got two really good tight ends, they just haven't been that involved in the playbook this year, which is weird.
No, but when you've got two Pro Bowl wide receivers, and Ronald Jones has had a decent year for them as well, they've got all the weapons they need. It's just the decision making of Winston to find them at the right times and not turning it over. And that's always been the worry for the Bucs, is you're normally going to get at least one or two turnovers, which you're going to convert into 7 to 14 points a game. Do the Bucs have enough firepower beyond that, and the opposite team enough in capability to give up enough points to mount a loss? And on this occasion, I don't see it happening. However, it's a case of the interesting thing is there's two good stats that I've got, and this Texans season is literally just on repeat the way they've scheduled. So every time they lose a game, they win two in a row.
Right. Okay.
So they've gone loss, win, win 4 times in a row. They lost 2 weeks ago. They won against the Titans. So, by theory, they should win this week. Whether they win against the spread is another issue, because the Texans are 1-6 against the spread when they've been a favourite this season. And I've got a stat, actually, which I was just telling you before we started, which is these are the stats on the year against the spread for the entire NFL. So, road teams, so with the Texans being on the road, they are 125-93-5. But then when you've got home favourites, this is for later in the podcast with other teams, home favourites this season are 57-81-5, with a road team last week went 9-6, and all nine of those covers on the road were all straight up wins.
Right.
So it shows that home field is not all it's cracked up to be in the NFL this season. However, as I said, Texans have struggled, but the only bet for me in this is just just plain take the over.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50, I think. It should be a high-scoring game. They always are with the Buccaneers. They just go all out on offense. And the Texans as well. Last week, D-Hop finally turned up, and that was the major difference in the game between the Texans and the Titans, was how Watson and DeAndre Hopkins took over the game in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. Going over on Tampa Bay games this year has been a bit of a cash cow, and that would be my pick as well in the 6 o'clock Saturday game. The 9:30 Saturday game then is a divisional game. The Bills at the Patriots, 5-2 for the Bills. The Patriots are 1-3 in Foxborough, +6.5 for the Bills is 2021, -6.5 for the Patriots, 2023. 37 is the point spread here, over and under. Is in fact it's slightly different prices for the over and under. I'm so used to saying 10 to 11 each of two. 20 to 23 for over 37 and 20 to 21 for under 37. I really like the Bills getting the points here, Stephen. They've been a punter's pal all year in terms of the spread. They have the best record in the NFL in terms of covering spreads this season, and I probably don't think they've got enough as much praise as they deserve, really, this year, the Bills. It's been a fabulous season for them. Been really impressed with Josh Allen. And the Patriots have just spluttered the last couple of weeks. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Belichick finds the formula to get the win here. But I think getting nearly a touchdown for the Bills is a really good bet, personally.
It is. The other bet for me is the unders, because this is two prime defenses.
Yeah.
I mean, early in the year, the Patriots absolutely shut down Josh Allen. I mean, it wasn't great weather conditions in that game anyway, but Josh Allen only had he only had 160 yards, 3 picks with 0 touchdowns. He was 13 of 28, so throwing the ball wasn't a great option for him. And the thing they were able to prey on is the fact that he holds the ball longer than any quarterback in the NFL, and when you've got a good Patriots defense, they're going to get at him.
Yeah, sure.
Going to shut down all those receivers. And he doesn't have, I think they were the only team in NFL history not to have a single offensive Pro Bowler with 10 wins when the team's got announced. Because let's be honest, they've been relying on their defense a lot of the year,
and there's probably not any superstars on that offense, really.
Not really.
I can't think that there's been a massive snub for anyone.
No, the only one I could maybe argue would be Singletary, but he hasn't had the numbers to get anywhere near as a running back this season. But yeah, so Bills managed to get it done last week, 17-10 win on the road at the Steelers with that late comeback, down 10-7 at the start of the fourth. And then we sort of saw Josh Allen emerge as a quarterback you can trust in the playoffs, I'd like to think. And then the Patriots just absolutely mauled the Bengals last week with a 34-13 win. We did say before this game that there are division implications on the line for this one. There is a slight chance that the Bills can win the division, of which, if you want to bet that, it's 15-1 odds. And the Patriots are 50 on, so 1-50 to win the division, as you'd expect them to do so, especially with this game being in Foxborough. But I do agree with you with the Bills getting the +6.5, but I think we both fancy the Patriots to win at home.
Yeah, I think the Patriots will probably do enough, but I do like the Bills on the spread there, and under, as you say, with two top defences and the possibility for weather to play its part as well. We know it's pretty cold in that part of the world at this time of year. On to the final game then on Saturday, which is actually Sunday morning, which is the Rams at the 49ers. The Rams are priced up at 12-5. It's 5-14 for the Niners, +6.5 for the Rams is 10-11, -6.5 for the Niners is 10-11. The point spread here set at 44.5, 10-11 over and under. Another divisional game, of course. It's going to be unfortunate if the Rams miss out on the playoffs just because of the strength of this division this year. You've obviously got the Niners and the Seahawks that are ahead of them. But I have to say, I was all over the Rams last week to beat Dallas. It was a big bet for me and a big disappointment. So therefore, this week, I'm sulking with the LA Rams a little bit.
You're not the only one. There was a fair few.
I can imagine. There was a lovely
late 9 p.m. treble, which all came out at about three teams all around even money.
Yeah.
So we all had them, and the Rams was the big disappointment in the office as well. So you're not alone in that. Both teams really coming off a bad loss last week, of which the Niners lost to the Falcons, which is the big surprise. That was the trap game for them, really. They're coming off back-to-back games where they had the three tough games against the Packers, Saints, and the Ravens. Then they had the Rams, so it was really sort of a letdown week for them, of which it was a great beat, an unfortunate beat for any unders bettors in that game, when you had 12 points in 2 seconds at the end of the game. I don't know if you saw the end of it. Where the Falcons got the touchdown, and then when the Niners were just throwing it around, lateraling it everywhere, threw it back toward their own end zone, fumbled it, and then the Falcons recovered. So anyone who bet the under, very unfortunate for that one.
I don't really want to think about the end of that game because I was heading to my fantasy championship game, but for Julio Jones. And obviously they had the touchdown throw to Austin Hooper. So I was like, great, let's end it there. Don't mind Hooper getting points. They called it back, and then Jones kind of was tackled into the end zone more than anything. So that knocked me out of the fantasy playoff final.
So that ruined your weekend
as well. Yeah, yeah. So I don't
so
really
the Rams really, Rams, this is not the ideal game for you then,
no,
really.
No, it's not. I'm having bad flashbacks from week 15.
And then the Rams sort of made it a bit respectable on the scoreboard. It was 44-21 the loss, but they were down 31-7, down 30 points in Dallas, which none of us really expected. And Todd Gurley didn't show up at all that game. I mean, he got the touchdown early doors, but then he only had 20 yards and 11 carries. So,
which has been his whole season, really.
Yeah,
it's just a case of where is
he? Jekyll and Hyde. He'll turn up 1 week and not the next. So I expect a big bounce back win from the Niners this week. -6.5. I think should be an easy cover for them.
Yep, I'm with the Niners in this one as well. That wraps up Saturday's action. On to Sunday then, starting with the 6 o'clock game on Sunday. The Saints are at the Titans, 20-27 for the Saints. The Titans are 23-20. The spread here, 2.5, -2.5 for the Saints is even money, +2.5 for the Titans, 5-6. And again, we've got a flat 50-point spread, 10-11 over and under here. Big loss for the Titans last week, of course, against the Texans. Big divisional implications there. They're still going to play the Texans again in Week 17. But just as they built up momentum, that would have been a pretty crushing loss for them. However, there is a chance for them at home against a team that have already sealed a playoff berth, the Saints. And they might not need to be taking this as seriously as they might do.
They have, but the issue is, I've got them written down here, the current playoff picture is they're going to want the bye week, and they're currently out of it. They have the third seed. So as the NFC currently stands, you have Seattle with the one seed and the Packers with the two seed. So they'd have the byes in the wild card weekend. Saints are currently in three slot. Cowboys, because they're leading the division, unfortunately have a four seed with a 7-7 record. The Niners are the fifth seed on 11-3, and then the Vikings are 10-4, and the Rams are the team on the outside looking in, but pretty much we've got them half scratched off this week. So it's not completely a dead rubber game for the Saints.
Yeah.
They're going to want that bye, and to be honest with you, I personally would take them over the Packers. If they were playing Seattle or the Packers in the divisional round, I'd take them over either team personally. I don't know about yourself.
Definitely over the Packers for me. I think we've said a few times this season that despite their record, they just don't convince me, the Packers. But I do like the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks might sneakily be the best team in the NFC.
I still believe in the Saints being the best team in the NFC, to be honest. Just because they've shown it against the bigger teams, and also they've won more games convincingly than the Seahawks have squeaked a lot of games. But that's nothing to take away from the Seahawks. They're a very good side. And then the AFC, the Titans are currently on the outside looking in with the Ravens pretty much sealing the one seed as it stands right now at 12-2. Pats have got the other bye for the first week at 11-3. Chiefs the three seed. Texans at the moment are in the four slot with the 9-5 record. Bills are fifth. And then the Steelers at the moment have got the tiebreak over the Titans based on their conference record against all opposition, both with an 8-6 record. So it's still up for grabs for the Titans even to sneak into the wild card slot, relying on the Steelers fouling up over the last couple of weeks and them getting a couple of good results.
What's the pick then in this one?
In this one, I'm going to take the Saints -2.5 at even money. I'm not sure about the overs because I was also convinced it was going to go over last week in the Texans and the Titans. However, that failed to do so. But for me, it's just the Saints at -2.5. I think they've got too much riding on getting a bye not to go in and win this game.
Okay. On to one of the most important games then in week 16. This is the Cowboys at the Eagles. 9:25 kickoff this one. The Cowboys are 4-5. The Eagles are 21-20. So hardly anything to separate them in the betting. It's a 1.5 point spread. Dallas -1.5 at 10-11. +1.5 for the Eagles at 10-11. 46 points is the point spread we're looking at here. Over and under 10-11 each of two. This is obviously for the divisional lead. Both tied with a 7-7 record at the moment. And the Cowboys a big win for them last week against the Rams. We mentioned a little bit earlier on that from a punting perspective, a lot of people on the Rams, a lot of people have been disappointed. That was the first time the Cowboys have beaten a team with a +500 record on the season. So a big week for them. But these two franchises have been tough to trust all year.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, both teams are coming off the win. The Cowboys is a team I just don't trust betting on them because they are such a Jekyll and Hyde team. You don't know when they're going to turn up. And the Eagles, equally so, we thought they're going to be... We've mentioned this. The win that's really hoodwinked us all season was that win in Lambeau, early doors, I think it was week four. And we all thought then the Eagles were legit and could easily win the division. And since then, it's just not happened for them. Obviously, they got the win. This was the Eli Manning game, wasn't it, their last...
Yeah.
Last fixture.
Yeah, against Giants.
God, that seems a long time ago now. and I don't... This is... If I was betting personally, this is a stay-away game for me.
Yeah.
If it was my money. However, in this one, the only thing I could really see happening is it being an over game. Taken aside for me, this white is almost a pick-em, basically. The over's a good bet for me, but other than that, if you were to nail me to a post and say which team to pick... I'd probably go the Eagles.
Okay. I know exactly what you mean about the fact that this game is just one that it's really hard to be too dogmatic about.
Yeah.
But it's strange because I think it'll be a really good watch. I'm looking forward
to
watching it.
It'll be a good watch, but trying to pick a winner for me is going to be tough. But
it's rare
I think
that I have
it'll
this
be
lack of opinion on a game that's so pivotal, though.
Yeah, but that's the problem when you've got two teams that are just so inconsistent, you don't know which one's going to turn up.
No, absolutely not. The Sunday night primetime game is at Soldier Field this week. The Chiefs are at the Bears, 20-51 for Kansas City, 43-20 for Chicago. -6 is the spread here for the Chiefs, 10-11. +6 for the Bears is 10-11. And it's over and under 10-11 each of two for a 44.5-point spread on this one. Quite like the Chiefs here, although the Bears have looked a little bit better over the last few weeks. Trubisky's just kind of ironed out some of the problems he had earlier on in the season because he was beginning to look like a total bust earlier on in the year. But it's been a better few weeks for Chicago, which has probably contributed to the spread not being as wide as it might have been a few weeks ago.
It has, but it's that poison chalice of are these few games keeping Trubisky on a bit longer and then he's going to continue to keep them down in the long run, which... I don't know is the best move for Chicago. If they could get a better... there's a lot of rumours going around that they're going to get Cam Newton in the off-season. We'll have to wait and see on that. But for this game, there's... I like the Chiefs in this one as well. Last week, we saw they can win in any conditions. We saw in the blizzard that was Kansas City making snow angels in the end zone. They absolutely owned the Broncos. And the Bears as well, I think, have the worst record against the spread in the NFL. They're 4-10 on the year. Only 4-3 at home. Chiefs are 5-1 on the road. So I think for me, I'd take the Chiefs -6 in this one. I'd probably say the unders because I can't imagine it being a high scoring game in the fact that the Bears, even though it's not a great defense for the Chiefs, I still can't see Trubisky putting up enough to topple the Chiefs.
Okay. Chiefs to pick then -6 in that one. And finally, Monday night. Which is another divisional matchup. The NFC North this time, the Packers at the Vikings. 2-1 for the Packers, 5-12 for the Vikings, +5.5 for the Packers, 10-11, -5.5 for Minnesota is 10-11. Over 46 points is 10-11, and under 46 points is 10-11 as well. We spoke about the Packers earlier on the podcast. We spoke about them loads of times this year. They're an 11-3 football team, but they don't feel like that. That you can't bet them with that kind of confidence. And as a result, the dogs here. I know they're on the road in Minnesota, but I would have no option but to make the Vikings favourite as well if I was trading this, despite the Packers having the superior record and the divisional lead.
You're right. I mean, it opened up at 4.5 points, and since then we've seen that Dalvin Cook has been ruled out for this game, so there is no Cook. He was the leading rusher in the NFL. He's not now. He's behind Nick Chubb, I think. And the price has even gone out as people have backed the Vikings as well.
Yeah.
So it's gone to 5.5 now.
With the news on Cook.
Well, their backups, Mattison, is just as equally
true,
capable.
Yeah,
they've got a good
run
game. And Cousins, I think, is starting to win a lot of people over this year. He's doing it wherever needed. But 5.5 is that horrible little, that Vegas zone where do you trust it in that middle section? I like the Vikings to win at home. So if you want the short money bet, 5-12, I'd be taking. I'm hesitant to take the 5.5.
Yeah.
I think, like you, if it was a 3.5-point spread, it'd be a much easier thing to bet.
Yeah, there might be other more appealing spreads elsewhere.
Yeah, if you took the alternates, it might be more appealing. But I'd probably say if we're really going to be out there, I'm going to take the Vikings. Well, we've just got the alternates up here. If you wanted to take the -4, it's 7-10, which...
Yeah.
it's only a point and a half, but it's a bit more appealing to me just to get that extra point. But I think that's more of a bet for me. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm of a similar mind here. I do like the Vikings. I could probably gamble on going 5.5, though, to be fair. I think I could take
the You want the extra winnings.
Why not? Got to be greedy.
Exactly. You got to make up for the disappointment of the Rams last week. Oh, that's what you got to do.
Indeed. That is one of seven televised games then in the UK in week 16. Of course, the penultimate week of the regular season. Stephen, thank you very much for that. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
And we'll talk again ahead of the seasonal finale.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.